It was a dog eat dog battle.
The game was tough.
Great, exciting football.
That goal is very special. It falls in a history.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. This past weekend saw one of the biggest clashes in world football take place, the Soweto Derby, Kaizer Chiefs vs Orlando Pirates. A matchup drenched in history stemming back over 50 years. A fixture which always produces excitement, and this time round was no different. A sold-out F&B stadium bear witness to one of the greatest goals scored in the history of the PSL. Yusuf Maat's wonder strike from within his own half sealed the deal for Kaizer Chiefs, securing all 3 points. After the game, we asked you, was Yusuf Maat's goal the best goal in the history of the Soweto Derby, and how do you rate the performance of both Chiefs and Pirates? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
Soccer Laduma's website has moved to a new digital stadium called SNL24.com. Register on SNL24.com and enjoy not just the soccer news, but you'll also get to comment on stories, view other comments, save articles to read later, access weather and traffic alerts for your area, and subscribe to newsletters. Go to www.snl24.com and sign up for free.
I take a goal for Mark. It's the best goal for Derby. And then I take it for the best goal of the year. Now I'm happy about Kaizer Chiefs. They just collect 3 points. And then they just play with a lot of the chance to win the game. They supposed to win the game first half. They lose a lot of chance. But I say, thanks, Cozy, rise.
I think Yusuf Maat's goal was the best. I'm not sure about in the history. I don't know of other goals, but I think even now it's the best in the world. Yeah, it was like superb. In terms of the game, both teams played very well, but in the first half, we both played very well, and then we had the two chances that were missed by my favorite Dupriz, and then I think the change that brought in Sekgota in the second half, and then we played a little bit better. Yeah, I think the dip was intense as always. So, yeah, but we enjoyed the goal of Mart. It was a very beautiful, gorgeous goal.
The goal by Yusuf Maat was actually a good goal. It was one of the best goals scored in a derby. As from the distance that he took a shot, that ball required the presence of mind. That goal required accuracy. It required precisions, and fortunately, all those three elements were there. And looking at the game itself, it was actually a good game for a derby match. The two teams were on each other's neck. You know, it was a dog eat dog battle, and the 1-0 score. It was indeed the true reflection of the game. Although we missed clear cut chances, 2 1-on-1s, which could have resulted in a 3-0 score line or even 4-0 score line. But the 1-0 score line is a true reflection of the game, as the two teams were on each other's back.
Nami njengokwami igame ngibhekile yonke. Ukuthi wethu wenza umsebenzi omuhle kakhulu, ufaneke nje naye simbonge, singalokhu sihleze sigxeka, sibonge noKhama Billiard as efake sisho esho Yusuf Maat ukuthi igoli, ukuze athole igoli, uKhama Billiard bekamtshelile ukuthi ugoli uyaphuma kwi-line yakhe. So igoli kaYusuf Maat for mina, 10 out of 10. Goal of the year.
Yo, I bengi, 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 I b
Patini pathi yo namhlanje mangivuka ekseni ngibheka ama highlights yo lihle igoli lika Mats lihle futhi uqopha umlando nje kwi PSL yonke kulesizwe shemp hayi angikaze ngilibone igoli nje ihlale siwabuka ngisho ibhola la phesheya yo hayi shem
for me the game was tough but the first round see Pirates was pushing so I thought we were going to lose the game, but when the game plays, within 20 minutes, Chiefs come back, and then I saw the player were playing good, and then I loved the way they played, and it was tough for both teams, and then the goal, it was amazing goal, so it's the best goal ever.
That goal, no one will break that goal in the history of Soweto Derby. No one. That was a good goal, and it will always be a good goal. And for both teams' performance, I wasn't pleased. Both of them, they were very so defensive, even though Chiefs made two or three chances. Also, Pirates made those chances, but like I wasn't pleased with how they played. We expected fire from both of the teams. We expected more fire. But hey, as it was Soweto Derby, let's see the upcoming fixtures for both teams, how will they perform.
It was a great derby. Great performance from Chiefs and Pirates. Great, exciting football. But disappointed by Ashley Dupri by not converting those chances. Our Tulile, of which there were clear chances. Makes Uti, Chiefs can take a lead to a Pirate. But once more, great goal that have been taken by Yusuf Mart. And great performance from Chiefs. The way Kalenga corner to respond. To show Ihanga Uti they really need those points against the Pirate. And keep it clean sheet at the end of the day. It was a great derby overall because we were watching an exciting football from both sides. And we were watching an exciting football in terms of attacking each other, pound to pound, matching way to our attacker. And so it was a great derby at the end of the day. And congratulations to Chiefs for winning the game.
I think Yusuf Mark's goal, I think so far, it's the best goal I've ever seen. And football will win. And coming to the performance, the Chiefs and the Pirates, I think starting with Pirates, Pirates may flat. I think he gave me Sundowns, he flat. And then they were not at their best. They looked tired. And I think when it comes to our performance, I think our coach Arthur got the tactics spot on. So I expected Velo to sidlalele emuva and senze show ukuthi sithethe sishaye Pirates on the counter. I'm glad that he didn't engage Pirates as he usually does with other teams. Finally nje I change my tactics for each and every game, but so far udlale kahle nje.
Yeah, previous game Pirates sebedite sharp, Chiefs ya shimisa sharp ya manager ya final, but kitibile ne kipeletse so many people. Derby guitars, you can't compare what happened previous game. As you can see, Saleng was not there, Ntlondlo, Monyani, cross of two players, Solomons and Blom. So I think Chiefs was on form, to be honest. Was playing very, very good then, but we missed so many chances because Pirates was not there. At all, Pirates was there the time he played with Sundowns. When he played with Kaizer Chiefs, Sundowns was so weak. Pirates was so weak.
I'm happy with the performance of the both teams. It was a game of two halves. It was entertaining to watch. And I wish they can keep up like this with this performance because they were both at their best performance. Even though they had those mistakes when it comes to clinical in front of the goal. But all in all, it was a good game to watch.
You said Matt Gould, I think most of that is your best goal ever that is playing before center. Yo.
It's fantastic, super great, refreshing feeling knowing we occupy position 3 on the lock after beating our arch rivals, Orlando Pirates. Coming to the goal that was scored on the day, that goal is very special. Yes, it falls in the history. I've never seen such a goal in a Soweto derby. I've seen Samir Njukovic score. I've seen Katsande score. I've seen Abonsunda and so on, you name them. But this goal is one of the most important goals that was scored in a Soweto derby. What makes it sweeter is the fact that Yusuf Mart used to play for Orlando Pirates. He was produced by Orlando Pirates. And at the end of the day, he is the same player that pierced the hearts of Orlando Pirates by scoring that goal. I've never seen such a goal in a Soweto derby.
The way he played first half, we should have scored more than two goals in first half. We have clear chances. We should have been going on the first half. But overall, we played very well. Our midfield was solid. Our defensive was good. I cannot blame that much. But overall, we still lacking. We still lacking our mamas. We still lacking because we don't have. We can't rely on one man, target man. It's the way we play Bilat. It's not his position. So we fail him. I can say we failed Bilat. But overall, we played. He goal yaga Marte. He used his brain. He used logic. That is a brilliant goal, mama. Because it shows very well that he don't just play the ball. He also puts it. Inside his brain, because you can see that if you are a player, when Ubege Bola Ngulea area Baguyo, some players was a pass a ball, but because his brain is so that's why he took a risk to score the goal. That was a brilliant goal. That is the best goal, mama. And I'm happy for the decision he took, because besides that, if he didn't do that, we were not going to maybe towards Kakorang, but I'm happy. That was a very best goal for Amadeu Wong.
Chiefs, your nature levels are all serious. Yo, Nelson Akhani serious. Cut the way nature like that in previous two games. I ele, if you like the goal, ele Martine. I ele the goal of the year. Ay. I we go like that levels. How old. Like, because I have been like no. I will watch have been since Bashman Maru na shem. The way when ever like that thing, when ever one score by Kemisers leads. I was only the game. It's say some raho de vaneva jalaga thing. I va jalil. Kame va jala so lika the game the ding. Say di latelang. I rekaya mabuzi serious. Moon to mo league.
Yusuf Mart goal was the best goal ever. So far so good. Those are the top goals, especially in our Premier League so far. Right? He was very smart. What he noticed is that the keeper is far from the goalpost. It was a superb goal, a wonderful goal, and a tactical goal as well. About the game, about the performance of both teams, I was really impressed about Amakos, the way they played. Their defense was on point. They were marking in pairs to stop the run from Ama players, the Pirates. Those city attackers, Bakaro Smas, and the like. Also, in the center, Abo Plom, Abo Joli, Abo Ngobo, Abo Mat, did well, especially Plom. He did wonders. He worked overtime, as always. They defended from the front, and they never allowed Ama players, the Pirates, to play the ball. I would say, hands up to Amakosi, right? The well-deserved win. I'm happy that this was the time for teams like Kaizer Chiefs to get points.
Athazwani and his team came up with a plan, and it is a well-executed plan. They were unfortunate enough not to maybe score, they were supposed to score maybe 3 to 4 goals, but it was not meant to be. And Yusuf Mart's goal, I think that one, it will take time for other players maybe to find a goal like that one. So, but because the season is still early, and maybe we're hoping that other players will come out with something more magical like than the one that Yusuf has scored. But that one, I think it's a good contender for...
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.